in a world where content is king and people want to earn the next dollar, I think we're wasting a lot of time. I think focus is skewed in the wrong direction. But even in clarity, we are still wasting a lot of time. I spent the weekend 2 hours away from my home, alone, wasting a lot of time. But enjoying my time, nonetheless, but wasting a lot of time. What I mean by wasting a lot of time is that I am now still driving home. I'm about halfway there-ish. And I just decided to hit record on my phone to create content. I could have just sat here and listened to other people's content. Sitting listening to the Gary Vaynerchuk podcast, thinking to myself, how can I create content? Content is king. Getting content out there is important. But I'm not doing it. I'm wasting time. I'm sitting in my car, focusing on the road, and having a conversation with you. And at this point, I'm not even sure if I'm going to post this as a podcast, if I'm going to transcribe it and have it as a blog. At this point, it doesn't matter. The content is being created. I have no notes. I would be distracted driving. I'm using the Bluetooth setting on my phone and my car, so I can have two hands on the wheel and just talk. Step one of creation. Just to get the idea out there. Maybe that's step two. Step one is have the idea pop in your head. And step two is get the idea out of your head and into some sort of consumable content. Some sort of consumable format. So if you've got a business selling flowers, and as you're delivering flowers, you hit record and say, hey, listen, I have a customer who ordered a fantastic set of, they're not even a set, are they? A dozen roses for their 20th wedding anniversary for their wife. There's your story. There's your content. How did the order happen? Which flowers did they actually choose? Why did they choose those flowers? Why did you suggest a certain type of flower over what they actually called in on? You have 10 to 15 minutes to get those flowers to the customer. Why not talk about it? There's nobody else in the car with me. My dog's in the back seat. He's not really listening. But there is the opportunity for somebody else to listen if you create the content. You're driving down to the Calgary Stampeders game from Airdrie. Do your pregame story and then post it as a podcast. It takes 45, 40 minutes, half an hour to get down to McMahon Stadium from Airdrie. Talk for 15 minutes and submit it on Anchor. That way, those who have access to your podcast and are heading to the Stampeders game, you've built that following, or you want to build that following, You can't build a following if the content is not there. There is so much access. There is so much access not only to other content, but means to produce and distribute content right now. The only stumbling block is creating the content, is finding time to create the content. Find a free transcriber. Text to voice. And while you're in the washroom, just start talking. And create that content. Nobody needs to know where you've created it. But at the end of the day, it's either created or it's not. The time is wasted or it's not. If you own a business in Airdrie, if you own a business in the surrounding area, if you own a business in Alberta, if you own a business anywhere, here's the kicker. I'm creating this, I originally created this, to talk to those people in Airdrie and surrounding areas. Create the content to get the customers. Create the content to get the awareness. So if you came to this content from an outside source that isn't Airdrie or surrounding area, that's a win. If you're still listening to this and you're in Pennsylvania and nobody else in your center is creating the content, create the content and win. And it's simple. It's easy. Content creation in today's world is so much easier than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. It's easier than it was 5 years ago. The hardest part is getting over the mental stumble of, I don't want people to hear my voice. I don't want to get this wrong. I'm worried, insert blank here. Do not predetermine the success of your content. Predetermine that you will create the content and share it with the world. If you are sitting waiting for customers to come to you, give them a reason. Outside of your brick and mortar, your storefront, your website, you do online sales, give them a reason. What's your favorite product at your store? What's your favorite service you provide? Doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be. Because if it isn't, it's not there. People can't listen to content that is not created. Period. So stop wasting time. People are spending their money somewhere else because something caught their eye, something caught their ear. They trust somewhere else because you didn't give them a reason to trust you. You didn't give them a reason to contact you. You did not start the conversation. A Facebook post is creating content. Posting "we have a sale" is creating content. But you can do better than that. You can have a conversation. Like I'm having a conversation with you. I don't know who you are. I would love to know that you've gotten to this point of whatever this ends up being. And letting me know, Rob, I enjoyed your content. What else do you have? It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be. Start the conversation. Stop wasting time. Start creating that content. Welcome to episode 2 of the Write Thing podcast. This one's about writing it down. Now, the last one was about create. Just a quick side note, if you're thinking about getting into podcasting, I highly recommend jumping on Anchor. Jump online, search Anchor Podcast, search it in your app store, whether it's Apple or Google, Android. Make sure you check that out because it's making podcasting so much easier. And based on what we talked about last go around, it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be. And Anchor's making it super easy to just be. So make sure you check that out if you want to get into any type of podcasting. All right, write it down. No, we're not Van Wilder, but the concept is pretty darn close. Here's the thing. I've had so many ideas running around in my brain for way too long that over the past week, I've written them down as almost like a chore list, a task list, a shopping list, almost, that these are things that I want to do, I just can't move forward on them because they don't exist. My train of thought is, if they are just a thought, it's easy to just put them aside and not take care of them. Doesn't quite make sense, does it? Not really the best way to go and achieve your dreams and goals. So if you have an idea in your head, why not jump on it? Why not move forward with it? And as far as I've found, and I have found some success in this, write it down. Make your list. Make your to-do list. Make sure that it's feasible. Make sure it's doable. Make sure there's a mix. Make sure there's stuff that you can take care of today, tomorrow, the next day, and then put that big goal on there as well. I have a big goal. I know what it is, and I'm working my way towards it. I've written it down. Now it's feasible. Now it's a thing. Now it's a chore, if you will. Think about it, though, right? If it doesn't exist, if all it is in your head, and you're struggling with that first step. We talked about it last time. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be. But if it's not getting out of your head, get it out of there. Put it on paper. Take it one step further. Put it on paper and build a little game plan. It doesn't have to be a business plan. It doesn't have to be handed in for marks or anything like that. It just has to be on paper and write down the things that you're going to do in the short term and the long term to make sure it gets done. This is how we create. This is how we move forward with our goals and dreams. Make a 30-day game plan. Make a 90-day game plan. But if it stays in your head, you can't work that stuff out. I don't know anybody. Maybe I know people who can do it all in their head and pop it out, and it works perfectly. But if you don't start playing with it in a real realm, in a real situation, if you don't put pen to paper, hey, you know what? Jump on your phone, go into the notes section, and start writing stuff down. Then it's there, right? Put it out on Twitter, put it out on Facebook. Hey, I've got this great idea. I'm struggling with it. Has anybody experienced this? Who can help me out with this? Do a call to arms. Why not?
Why not get more people involved in your idea? What do they say? Many hands make less work? Or if you want to keep it to yourself, carry around a notepad. Just write it down. Get it out of your head and make sure it starts moving forward. Because if it's not moving forward, it's staying still. And really, when you think about it, even a lottery ticket requires work. A lottery ticket requires work. It requires you to work to get the money to buy the lottery ticket. It requires you to go to the convenience store to buy the ticket. It requires the person behind the counter to sell you the ticket, to take your money, to work at an 8-hour shift for that 1 minute that it takes to print up your ticket. Everything worthwhile requires a little, at least a little bit of work. Get started on your work. Your thoughts, your dreams, your ideas, your money-making idea, your million-dollar idea. What you want to do this weekend, just get on it. Start planning it. Write it down. Get it out of your head. Get it into real life and start moving forward.